Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out to a wonderful show today. Great, so grateful to have you guys on. Grateful that you guys are sharing this show, that you're talking about it, that, man, like this, I just love seeing how many more lives keep getting impacted by this, because this show is for you. It's for those of you that are saying, hey, I've been making good money, but where's it all going? Or I wanted my money to start working for me, so I have to work so hard for money. So I can work because I want to, not because I have to. That I can have this life of freedom where I can liberate and be with those that I love when I want to be with them, and not just be comfortable with myself, but also to be able to help share those blessings and be able to help increase freedom for others too. That I can help unlock that jail cell. And that's what it means to be a Rippler. So I'm proud to be a part of this, and I'm proud to have you guys on the show today. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's some great blogs on there. There's a free ebook on there called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today that you can check out. So today I want to talk about, something that will come up every once in a while with people. You know, when they talk to me, I had somebody ask me a question yesterday. They said, so Chris, do you ever have people that really struggle with this? Like, I bet, you know, and in fact, this guy was a financial advisor. He said, I bet people really struggle, you know, believing what you teach. And I told him, I said, well, you know, if they do, they're probably going to listen to a few episodes and not like me and just move on. So I probably don't hear about it that often. Although I do get people that still do struggle with it. They want it to be true, but they're not sure. You know, and I just did a podcast episode about, you know, is it too good to be true, right? But, you know, and I go into depth there, but I want to talk about, you know, mainstream, you know, the mainstream thought process that is out there today, because really what we're here to do, at least what I'm here to do to help you guys, is kind of debunk a lot of the mainstream stuff you've been taught, especially around money. This is why I'm an anti-financial advisor, because I've learned from my own personal experience that's helped me be able to create freedom in my own life and to create that financial independence. I've learned for myself that it's actually doing a lot of the opposite of what I was taught, even as a financial advisor back in the day. Because, you know, financial advising has been telling you the same old crap for years, and how are people doing? It's kind of like this. I mean, you think about mainstream. Mainstream doesn't necessarily mean it's good. You know, you got to ask yourself, is just because a billion people think something's true, does that necessarily make it true? You know, for example, in the health world, you know, this is the first time in history. I can't say in history. This is the first time in many, many years that now people are dying younger. So you know how the expected age has been going up? Well, because I also deal with life insurance stuff, this year every insurance company is raising their insurance costs because now we're not living longer. We're actually starting to die younger. Now, wait a minute. We've got so much information available to us. There's so much greater technology, you know, medical advances and technology and things like that. Why is that happening? Well, maybe it's because the mainstream has been teaching us that you're supposed to be eating from the 5 food groups a day, and the big bulk food group you're supposed to be eating from is breads and grains, right? Which, of course, when you start to look at the food groups that the government's talking about teaching, you know, the health department, a lot of this stuff is actually influenced by lobbyists that are in these different industries, you know? You know, they're the ones that say, no, no, keep eating some dairy. It's good. You know, hey, oh, fruits and vegetables, that's good for you too. But no, that's kind of in the middle of the pyramid, you know, versus, no, fruits and vegetables should be at the, you know, the main thing on the pyramid, and then the other things become more sparing. But that's not what's taught, is it? That's not what's taught in our schools. That's not what's taught to our kids. You know, they're talking like, oh yeah, you just get out and exercise a little bit, you'd be fine. Nope. They fail to realize that obesity actually has very little to do with the exercise. It helps, but it actually has a lot more to do with the foods that we're eating, and especially as they're being altered and everything else. The mainstream also a lot of times teaches us that the rich are evil and the poor are the people that actually have good lives. You know, how many times are rich people villainized? for it. But it's ironic because poor people think about money way more than rich people do. They're worrying about it all the time. You know, the mainstream also tells us things like, you know, that college is a good thing, that you're supposed to get good grades in school, go to college so you can get a better paying job. But what are we seeing now? We're starting to see that, of course, we've been seeing this for years. College costs have been going up much higher than wages have been. And so what's happening is that because of the cost of college, now your return on your investment of your education is becoming less and less every single year because wages aren't keeping up with the cost of education. And now we're starting to wonder if going to college is even worth it for a lot of professions, right? I'm evidence of that. I went to college, and with one class to go, I dropped out to become an entrepreneur. And my plan was to go back and get an MBA, but I didn't do it because I started to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I started to see, forecast and say, wait a minute, these degrees really don't do me a whole lot of good. In fact, as an entrepreneur, I was making way more than people with PhDs. So I thought, well, what's the purpose of that then? Why go to extra pain to do that? But all these things we've been taught, all these things have become mainstream advice. And same thing in the financial world. You've been taught to pay off all your debts, to get out of debt as soon as you can. And in other cases, there's other mainstream people who are just leveraging debt however they feel like, and they're spending it, right? You've also been taught in the financial world, you've been taught that you're supposed to save as much as you can, to stuff your 401k, at least get up to the match, and then save your money in IRAs and Roth IRAs and all the traditional stuff that every financial advisor sells you. By the way, financial advisors are trained and taught by the companies they work for, not by you. They're not taught from real life experience. They're taught from what they're told to sell you. So if it's not sold by a big company that puts billions of dollars into marketing, well, they're not going to offer it. This is why this show has been very different, right? You know, this is the kind of bill of goods you've been sold. And let's look at the evidence. This is what got me out of financial advising in the first place, is that you look at the evidence out there, people are not retiring better. People aren't any better off now than they were 30 or 40 years ago when all of this advice started becoming mainstream. And people would say things, and a lot of financial people say, oh, well, people are spending more money, it's their cost of living and things like that. Hey guys, I'll tell you, I've talked to some people even in the last week that their cost of living is so low, you wouldn't even believe it. And they still can't retire because it doesn't matter how much you save, it's not enough. You know, they're telling you to save up in these mutual funds. I had a guy just recently, he said, you know, right now, I mean, based on what I currently need, you know, if I could have $6,000 a month of income, that would be great. And so we did the math, like, okay, what would it take for you to retire in 15 to 20 years? And we found out he would have to save about $6,000 a month so he could live on $6,000 a month. It was actually about $6,500 a month. So just to have enough money in his mutual fund to pull off and live on the 2 or 3% a year, right? You know, and that's, of course, factoring in, you know, barely even factoring in taxes. You know, we were even talking about that. And so when you start to factor those things in, it starts to become a big joke. It really does. And I know it's not a funny joke because the truth is that actually it's very depressing, right? The truth is that there are a lot of casualties as a result. Just as people have been dying younger because of health, because what was taught to be mainstream, you know, advice for health isn't working because the lifestyles aren't really doing that. And even when they do follow it, people still aren't necessarily living a lot longer. They're still having a lot of health issues. This is happening in the financial world today. It's not just about health. It's financial health too. And what's happening is that all of us have been trained that you're supposed to just save all the money you're supposed to, save it into mutual funds and hope and pray that stock market works well. You're told never to time the stock market. You're told just to keep dumping money in, whether the stock market goes up or whether it goes down. That's regardless, even though they say buy low, sell high, it's ironic they tell you to keep buying even when the market's going up because does that mean you just keep buying high? You know, rather than waiting for a huge crash before you decide to dump your money in, if that's even it's a smart thing to do, right? But they'll say, nope, you're not good enough. I was taught as a financial advisor. I was taught this. I said, you know, they said people do not have the time, the training, or the temperament to do their own investing. They used it as the three T's. They said, you know, the average person, the average American does not have the time, the training, or the temperament to learn investing. So that's why they should just trust you. That's why they should turn your money over to you and just do mutual funds. And especially as I was in the industry, a bigger, more popular thing became, oh, well, let's just do a risk assessment and see how much risk you're willing to take. Meaning how much, you know, are you willing to lose, right? And if you really think about this, all of this advice is only increasing the risk for you. So when people say, Chris, like, I don't know, like, this stuff is kind of new to me. It sounds risky. This is really risky. Well, guess what? What you've been doing, all of you have been doing, is risky. And here's a question I would ask you. If something you thought was true really wasn't, when would you want to know about it? How soon would you want someone to let you know about that? I hope you say right now, because if that's the case, here it is. These are the truth bombs I'm dropping on you. Some of you guys already just get it. You understand it. You've seen it. You've probably experienced life enough. It's harder for some that have maybe been younger. You know, those that maybe are like into their early to mid 30s. I've talked to several of them. They've only known the stock market to go up. They haven't really seen any bad in the stock market, because by the time they started, you know, saving money and putting it away for retirement or whatever they're saving it for, it's pretty much just always gone up. And that's the danger, is that you haven't seen something different. And so that's kind of my thing for you guys, is that when you really look at it, I mean, they tell you that starting a business is risky. Well, it's risky if you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. Just like investing. Investing is risky if you don't know what you're doing. Of course. This is why you need to get the education and training to learn how to do it properly, to know what to look for, to actually minimize your risk. So when people tell you, like I was trained to teach you guys back in the old days, that high risk creates high returns, I will tell you, there's never been a time that when I've done math, and I've done some calculus, although I never use it anymore. I don't use anything over a basic algebra now, something I learned in seventh grade. But, you know, I was taught that, you know, high risk creates high returns, meaning in this case that a 90% chance of losing means you must have a 90% chance of winning, right? Wrong. That's not the case. 90% chance of losing means you have a 10% chance of winning. You know, if I have a 90% chance of winning, that means there's only a 10% chance of losing. So I actually go for low risk to create the highest returns possible. You know, and even with investing, even if it might seem unfamiliar, do not confuse unfamiliar or non-mainstream as being risky. In fact, it's probably the opposite, because the mainstream is risky. The mainstreams are the ones that I can tell you is guaranteed to fail. Guaranteed. I have run the numbers any way possible. I've run the numbers with mutual funds, even at 8%. And guess what? Most people can never save enough, because they have to put every single dollar they earn into savings to just try to see if they can make it stretch through retirement. That's horrible. There's like no gain, no real gain at all. And so, you know, and when you have inflation, you have taxes, and especially if you have, you know, 401k matches that they're telling you to put in your 401k and you get the match. You know, I had to explain that to somebody yesterday, because I said, yeah, you mentioned that on your show, but I didn't understand. And I had to explain, well, hey, you know, if you save, you know, if you think about the rule of 72, no matter what you get, even if you get a full 100% match, no matter what you get, what ends up happening is that you will only just double your money. So it doesn't matter if you save for 5 years or you save for 40 years. The truth is that if you get a 100% match, the end result is that you'll have double the cash. That's just how the numbers work. You use any calculator to find that out. What that means, though, is that the average rate of return becomes less and less over time because of the rule 72. So rule 72 says that you take any number of years, or you basically take, you know, any, in this case, any number of years divided by into 72, and that's the interest rate. So, and vice versa. If you get a certain interest rate, you divide that into 72, and that's how many years it takes to double. So, for example, like if you're investing for 24 years, and your money has doubled, that essentially means you made a 3% extra return. So if you invested in 401k for that long of time and you actually got a full 100% match the entire time, which I know a lot of that's going away more and more, that means you just made an extra 3%. So if your mutual fund after fees and everything only averaged 6%, you might have made 9. And 9 will not cut it. You run the numbers, that still won't be enough. And on top of that, you can't even touch your money. You can't even use it. It's not even really your money. It's locked up, locked away, and it creates zero cash flow now. And this is the stuff that's supposed to be wise. And they just say, just put it in there, turn a blind eye, don't look at it. How many of you guys have actually done that where you said, oh, when the market started doing some crazy things, I just stopped looking at it? That's dangerous, guys. That's risky. When you stop looking at it, just trusting that hopefully it'll work out, that's not stewardship. That's the opposite. and whatever you ignore will leave you. It's guaranteed. Anything you ignore will decay and disappear. You ignore your teeth, it decays and goes away. You lose them. You know, you ignore your family, they will go away too. And if you ignore your money, it goes away as well. And so that's not going to work, guys. So I'm just telling you that, oh my goodness. I mean, I've seen so many people where if they keep going at the rate they're going, they will never retire. But those same exact people, if you take their situation and just change it differently and focus on how to create more passive income and cash flow and things of that nature, it's amazing how they can do it in 5 to 10 years. And just yesterday, I talked to somebody. I said, hey, you know, I did a show where, you know, I mentioned, you know, with the other show earlier this week about the woman that could do it in 1 year. And I told this woman, this was actually a woman I talked to, similar situation, but, you know, in some ways there was more potential than others. But I said, hey, you know, you're not quite at the point where you need to retire. You know, worst case, in about 5-6 years, you'd be done. You would actually have more than enough cash flow for what you need. More. You'll go beyond what you currently need for your living. I said, you could technically do it in a year, but it's probably too much of a stretch mentally for you. So I'm going to say 6. You know, and I looked at the opposite side. It's like, well, you have to build up your cash up to this much money and to live on this. And it's like, you'd have to, you know, save for another couple decades and hope and pray that the market smiles on you just right to do that. Guys, hoping and praying, living on hopium, that's risky. If you're just hoping that something will turn out well, versus doing something that you can actually influence today. This is why I focus on cash flow now. I don't project out 20 years because who knows we'll even be around in 20 years. But what I do is I figure out how can we actually get something to create cash flow today. So you guys, you gotta understand that people aren't retiring. People are worse off financially than they've ever been. You know, even with money that they've had, with the market being up for the last 10 years, there's this false sense of security that once there's a pullback, it gets very possible that it could take another 5, 8, 10 years before you're back to feeling like you are today, because that's what it will take. And when they say you're in it for the long haul, well, how long is the long haul when the market turns directions? If it changes direction, starts heading down, do you just keep waiting until things come back? You just hope and pray that's going to work? By the way, you have no control. I actually like to do investments where I have some control and influence, where I can actually do something about it, you know? Making some decisions about it, not just throwing whichever fund and hope that somebody else makes money. You know, and there's things you can do that also do that as well, that can make higher returns with less risk, with more guarantees, with actual collateral behind it. So in the worst case scenario, if somebody goes, you know, somebody's investment fails, you can actually collect and say, great, I'm going to take that asset then. I'm going to take it from you because you bombed, so now it's mine. Not the ideal situation, but that's a lot better than saying in the stock market, hey, I just lost value. I hope it comes back up, because I can't just say, hey, give me back the money I lost. By the way, you know what's dumb? When you lose money in almost any investment out there, in any business, if you lose money, at least you get to write it off on your taxes as a loss. You lose money in the stock market, you realize you don't get to write off anything. There is no write-off. You lose money, oh well, sucks to be you. That's pretty much what it's like, right? And so, guys, mainstream is risky. Doing the same old thing that everybody has done does not work. So wouldn't it be logical to think that doing the opposite might give you a better shot at success? Maybe doing something a little bit different. In fact, something that's actually been proven that works, not just with me, but with some of my clients, but also with people that I know, other investors out there that scoff at this stuff. Wouldn't you think that would be a better odd of success for you? Guys, if you're in a situation where you think that maybe this isn't going to work out, or what you've been doing hasn't been working out, and you want something better, then let's change it. Let's fix that together, because that's the ripple effect I'm here to create. That's why I'm here doing what I do every day, because I love it. And I love seeing people that thought that they didn't have hope, or thought that maybe that hope was kind of a stretch, right? Maybe they thought they had some hope. You know, I have people that come to me to saying, Chris, I just need a sounding board. I just need to bounce ideas off of you because, you know, I want to make sure I'm doing what's good. I want another person's outside perspective. And so sometimes I get people that are very brilliant, smart investors, and they'll do just fine. And then I get other people that don't even realize that there's actually hope. Those are my favorite, by the way. Those are the most rewarding for me. So anyways, guys, I'm here to tell you that there is hope. that doing the opposite, not following the mainstream, is actually a much higher odds of success than just trying to do the same thing that's been proven never to work. Saving, paying off all your debt, investing in mutual funds has never worked and will continue not to work into the future. But there are other solutions. There are other answers. And you guys, there is hope for you. So anyways, I hope you make a wonderful, prosperous week. I hope you take this to heart. And by the way, thank you for sharing this. I hope this makes an impact in your life and the lives of those around you. I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.